Larry Brooks, Chaparral Honda. Let's briefly touch on the day for your guy, Andrew Short. I'm not sure who was riding for him that second moto. Maybe it was you.
No, definitely not me.
Not good.
Yeah, no, it didn't go as well as we thought. It just wasn't Andrew Short today. You know, I think there's some stuff going on with him, and you know, he needs to kind of fix it himself. But, you know, we were just talking for a while, and it's more for him to take care of right now. You know, it's more of him doing things or not doing things during the week. So, I mean, I think he knows, and he'll be on it, and he'll take care of it.
Maybe it's that German. Maybe it's distracting him.
I think that German's running him into the ground.
The stories we just heard, it sounds like the Germans are a handful.
That's right. Well, 18 to yeah. You know, Andrew, and I mean, I think 18 is, you know, you can go wide open all week, drink a Coke, and go to the starting line. Yeah. So, you know, I think for Andrew, he needs to slow down a little bit. And it's middle of the season, you know, at the latter part of the season. So it's, you know, he's got to think about overdoing it more than underdoing it.
Hey, let's talk about yourself and the team. First year back for you for Nationals for how long?
Seven
years. What do you think so far? Talk about that.
I mean, I've always...
You hate motocross. I read it on the message boards.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, yeah. Well, I don't hate motocross, but I went away from motocross and coming back, I mean, there's a lot of things different. I get confused every week because it's so different now, but I think, you know, MX Sports has done a good job, really good job with the facilities, with the series, with just about everything that's going on. You know, being away from it for a little bit, I had to kind of get my body back in shape for motocross because, you know, just working in motocross races is way harder than supercross. Yeah. So, I mean, it's...
You're wide open.
Yeah, I kind of go a little overboard. But, you know, it's been refreshing, tell you the truth, you know, that the series is so much better and the way that they've kind of, you know, upgraded things and done things much better that it's a pleasure to be here. And you know, I talked to Carrie yesterday, Coombs, and I told her that, you know, I was impressed with everything and I was pumped. So, you know, it's cool. It's actually, I've been pretty excited to come back to motocross races and to be lost coming from the airport, trying to find the hotel and track. It's awesome. I mean, it's been a good time.
And from winning Seattle in a sprinter van to now having Chaparral and Bellray, looks like you've rebounded nicely and everything's going well for the team.
You know, we were going through some definite hard times, you know, that I had to freaking lock myself in my office for like 3 months and try to get everything working and try to get everything back, you know, going the right direction. You know, actually at that point that the we were really struggling. You know, the team stood behind us. You know, the staff, they stood behind the team when we had hard times, and that's what's cool. You know what I mean? Like, that goes a long way, you know, I just couldn't thank those guys enough. But, you know, now things are kind of turning around. We're getting back on our feet and getting our head above water. And still, I mean, you get so far behind, you're still struggling a bit. But, man, things are a lot better. We've got some good sponsors on board, and things are going the right direction.
Next year, everybody in the pit seems to be already moving in the next year mode yourself, too. Like, is there anything that you can – are you going to stay on Honda? Can you say anything for sure?
Definitely going to be on Honda's next year, yep. And you know, Chaparral is going to be the title sponsor next year, and Bellray will be back on board with the team. WPS will be back on board. So we have some rollover sponsors, which, man, I mean, I can't tell you how happy that makes me. But
one rider, two riders, do we know?
Andrew's coming back for sure for 2013. He's got a contract for 2013.
Is that new? Is that something that just happened?
No. We did a two-year deal when we did it. So
that's just me not keeping up with the sport because I've been thinking that he's up.
Yeah, no. He's got another year. And we're talking about putting another rider on too. So, you know, that's always really time-consuming, right, trying to get everything lined up and having the sponsors back it and all that kind of stuff. They need to be on board. So,
but it's happening now, like yourself, agents, managers, it's all rolling.
It's been happening for the last month.
Yeah.
So we've been pretty wide open trying to get things lined up. And, You know, when you're talking about a top rider in the sport, you're talking about a lot of money, mm-hmm. you know, and a lot of things have to line up because a lot of them have their own personal sponsors and you have to make sure that they align with the team and stuff. And it's hard. I mean, it there's a lot of moving pieces, you know, to the team itself. And then when you're trying to, like, put a top guy, you know, plug him into the team, man, it's really difficult. You have to sometimes be pretty creative and work around some dead-end streets.
Right. Overall, though, you like to be back in motocross. I mean, not that you wish you would have done it with your teams because those weren't the deals, but did you maybe forget at how – I don't want to say cool it was, but how it was. I mean
we grew up doing motocross, yeah. You know, so it's like, you know, that's why I laughed whenever I saw people write that I hated motocross. Yeah. I mean, I grew up at a motocross track, you know, since I was like 10 years old. So
the thing is, like Chad came back and said, oh man, I'm enjoying myself. Yeah. James said, I'm enjoying myself. It seems like, and you're no different as a manager, so it seems like guys who go away, come back, and maybe get a newfound appreciation for sweating your balls off.
I think the series is upgraded, you know, and I think when I left 7 years ago, it was in a different state, you know.
It was TV package wasn't as good. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And I think now, you know, with the way that MX Sports has taken the whole series, I think they've taken it into a much better place that, you know, it's a pleasure coming back, and it's nice, you know, with the way that the pits are set up and the way the passes are done and everything like that. So, you know, it's definitely a lot of work, you know, doing 12 more races and especially where the races are and everything like that, but it's a pleasure. I mean, it's a lot more fun, you know. Motocross is actually a lot more fun.
Cool. Thanks.
Yep. You're welcome.